예, 오늘의 25시라는 제목으로 말씀을 보겠습니다.
Today's sermon title is Today's 25 Hours, and with that, we'll look at the word.
어떤 분이 그 겨우 힘들게 공장을 이렇게 만들어서 일을 했습니다.
There was somebody who barely managed to scrape by and happened to make a factory, and they were making a living.
어느 날 보니까 갑자기 불이 나서 공장이 다 타버렸어요.
But one day a fire broke out in the factory and it all burned to the ground.
그러니까 어떻게 할 길이 없잖아요.
And there was no way to navigate out of the situation.
그것도 겨우겨우 만드는 공장인데 거기에 불이 났으니까요.
He had just barely managed to establish this factory and it had just burned to the ground.
그래서 아는 사람을 찾아가서 얘기를 했습니다.
So he went to somebody that he knew and said to him,
다 불타버리고 없고 나는 지금 아무것도 없다.
Everything's just ashes. There's nothing to my name.
그러니까 뭐 남은 거는 불탄 저 땅밖에 없는데 나를 좀 도와달라. 이렇게.
The only thing that I have left is that plot of land where the factory burned down. So can you help me?
그 땅을 좀 담보를 하고 저를 좀 도와주세요. 이렇게 얘기를 한 겁니다.
And he said, could you provide me with a loan? You can take the title of that land and with that provide me with some funds.
이 돈 많은 사람이 상상 외에 대답을 한 거예요.
This person that he had gone to speak with, he was very wealthy, and he said something that really left him in aghast.
뭐 그 땅이 뭐 얼마 정도 되느냐, 담보를 잡으면 어떻게 해야 되냐, 이래 묻잖아요.
He just assumed that this man would ask, well, how much is that plot of land worth? Then perhaps I can secure a guarantee from you and give you a loan.
예, 간단한 말로 담보 필요 없이 빌려주겠다는 겁니다.
But he said very simply, I don't need your land as collateral. I'll just loan you the money.
자네가 담보다라고 얘기했어요.
Because you yourself is collateral enough.
이 사람이 그 말에 힘을 얻은 거예요.
And this man was very strengthened by these words.
이분이 나를 담보로 잡고 돈을 빌려주구나.
How is it that this man would just look at me and take me as collateral and offer me this loan?
그렇게 해서 큰 성공을 했어요.
And from that point on, he achieved tremendous success.
뭐 여러분이 잘 아는 정주영 씨가 그랬습니다.
His name is Jung Ju-young, one of the heads of the conglomerates in the past here in Korea. You know him very well.
자, 그거는 특별한 경우의 일이겠죠.
And I'm sure that these are very extraneous, very special circumstances.
저는 어느 날 비참한 게 딴 거 있습니까? 내가 누군지를 잘 모르겠더라고요.
And there's nothing else that's more pitiful than you yourself not knowing who you are.
또 무엇을 해야 될지를 잘 모르겠더라고요.
And also, when you've lost your way in life, when you don't know what to do.
예, 그게 제일 비참한 거죠.
And that's a very pathetic and pitiful state for yourself.
나는 어디 뭐 크게 뭐 도움 받을 마음도 없지만은 도움 줄 사람도 없어요.
And of course, I didn't want to go and ask some help and seek assistance from others. But there was even nobody around me to provide me with that assistance, even if I were to go to them.
그때에 중요한 것을 제가 깨달았어요.
And it was at that point I discovered something very important.
하나님이 제 마음속에 어떤 답을 주는 거 하니까 모든 하나님의 백성에게는 하나님이 주시는 남은 기회가 있다.
God gave this answer in my heart. There is an opportunity that is left for all the people of God.
모든 하나님의 백성에게는 절대 기회가 있다.
And for all people of God, there is an absolute opportunity.
그게 말씀에서 보였어요.
I was able to see that inside of God's word.
그 이전에는 그 사람도 응답을 못 받았어요.
And prior to that, I couldn't receive answers to that point.
하나님의 남은 절대 기회가 있다는 거죠.
But there is an absolute and last opportunity that He has reserved for me.
나를 통해서 많은 사람 한 사람이라도 복음을 깨닫고 힘을 얻게 만드는 기회를 진짜 기회를 주는 이 일이 남아 있다.
And this work is still left ahead of me, where God has reserved for me this opportunity, a genuine opportunity, where through me, even just one person, or perhaps even many people, can be restored and receive life through the gospel.
그 언약을 진짜 잡았습니다.
And I truly held on to that covenant.
그렇다. 큰 일을 하고 안 하고는 문제가 아니다.
I realized to myself, that's right. It's not about doing something grand or not.
많은 사람이 그리스도를 알게 되는 일이 가장 중요한 일이다.
The most important ministry is for many people to come to know Christ.
저는 많이 봤습니다.
I've seen this many times.
성공자도 많이 봤습니다.
I've met with a lot of successful individuals.
뭐 나쁜 거는 아닙니다.
And it's not bad.
정말로 축복된 삶은 아님을 저는 확인했습니다.
But I have confirmed for myself that it is not in itself a blessed existence.
여러분의 산업과 삶을 통해서 그리스도가 증거된다면 그보다 더 큰 축복의 삶이 어디 있겠냐 말이에요.
If Christ can be testified through your life and through your work, there is no greater blessing than that.
그 언약을 잡고 계속 기도했습니다.
I held on to that covenant and continued to pray.
나에게 영력, 지력, 체력, 경제력, 인력을 주시고 4만 40만 1천만 제자를 붙이사 세계복음하게 하옵소서.
God grant to me spiritual power, intellectual power, physical power, financial power, and manpower, and grant to me also the 40,000, 400,000, 10 million disciples to the world evangelization.
그 단어가 나오게 된 것은 그 저를 만났을 때 김중건 박사님이 이런 얘기를 하더라고요.
And the reason why I arrived at this prayer is because when I met with Reverend Kim Jung-gun, this is what he said to me.
1천만 제자가 일어나야 전 세계가 복음을 한 번 들을 수 있다라고.
He said that only when 10 million disciples arise can the entire world hear the gospel once.
전 세계 거의 복음 전거되어 있지 않다.
And he said there has seldom been a time when the gospel has been preached 예. to the nations of the world.
전부 흑암에 빠져 있다.
And the entire world is shrouded with darkness.
그래서 1천만 제자를 달라고 계속 기도한 겁니다.
And from then on I continued to pray for the 10 million disciples to arise.
예. 이 본문은 오늘 여러분 아시다시피 세계를 바꾸는 본문입니다.
As you know very well, today's passage it speaks about the entire world being transformed.
우리는 그냥 읽어 나갈 수 있지만은 이 본문은 처음으로 선교사가 파송되는 소리.
We might just be reading through this sequentially, but we see that today's passage is when the world's first missionaries were commissioned.
모세가 출애굽한 것보다 더 큰 역사예요.
And even greater works arose and when Moses led the Israelites out to the Exodus. How can that be the case?
애굽에 가서 요셉이 총리 된 것보다 더 큰 역사예요.
And this is an even greater work than Joseph going to Egypt to become the governor there.
어쩔 수 그렇습니까?
And how can that be the case?
아니 그 사람들 엄청난 일인데 그보다 더 큰 역사라는 게 무슨 말입니까?
That in and of itself are tremendous works. How can this work not even rival that? That this is far more than that.
복음의 능력을 알지 못하여 요셉, 모세 모두가 억지로 끌려간 겁니다.
Joseph, Moses, and many people, because they did not know the sheer power of the gospel, had no choice but to be taken there against their will.
거기 가서 언약을 증거한 거요.
But there they testified the covenant.
갈 필요가 없습니다.
There's no need for that.
오늘 여러분이 이 언약 붙잡는 노예로 갈 필요가 없습니다.
For example, if you hold on to this covenant today, there's no need for that. No need for you to go as slaves.
여러분의 뭘 하는 것이 아니고 모든 삶에 답을 내야 됩니다.
It's not what you do. You must come to conclusion in all areas of your life.
그 이전에는 사실상 응답 없습니다.
And prior to that, realistically, there are no answers.
안 와요.
They cannot come.
80년을 몸부림치는데 모세 응답을 잖아요.
For 80 years, Moses struggled for this, and yet he did not receive any answers.
저는 솔직히 거짓말 자신은 속이지 말아야 되잖아요. 난 자신 내가 응답이 없다는 걸 알았어요.
We can't delude ourselves or lie 그렇죠. to ourselves. I knew for a fact that I did not have any answers.
인생 결단 냈어요.
And I came to a conclusion in my life.
그렇습니다.
I made a resolution and said,
내가 응답 받는 게 중요한 것이 아니고 복음 듣지 못한 사람에게 한 사람에게라도 복음 전할 수 있도록 저를 인도해 주십시오.
What's most important for me is not receiving answers. Lord, would you lead me and guide me so that through me, even just one person can come to hear the gospel.
여러분을 통해서 다른 사람이 살아야 되기 때문에 그 절대적인 기회를 하나님은 만들어 놓은 겁니다.
Others must be revived through you, and that's why God has reserved for you that absolute opportunity.
오늘이 그 시간입니다.
And today is that time schedule.
그런데 참고를 해야 될 게 있습니다.
But there is something you must keep in mind.
그 첫째가 뭔 거니까 너무 핍박과 어려운 상황이에요.
What is the first of that? There was so much persecution, so much trials coming their way in this passage today.
여러분 차라리 막 사고가 나거나 병이 오면요, 괜찮아요. 그때는 기도할 수 있잖아요.
Perhaps if you fall sick or you face some sort of accident, it's all the better because you can pray all the more because of it.
초대교회 상황이 이상한 상황이었어요.
But we see that the early church was in a very bizarre state.
정통교회 유대교와 이스라엘이 이 마가다락방 교회를 보고요. 저 이상한 교회라고 저거죠.
Because the Orthodox Jewish Church and Israel continued to say that they were a strange church.
상황이 그런 상황이었어요.
It was that kind of situation.
법으로 정해버렸습니다. 저거는 이상한 단체니까 복음 전하지 마라.
And it was decreed by law. They are a strange organization. They cannot and they're prohibited from preaching the gospel.
놀라운 사실은 시대마다 사단은 그랬습니다. 복음 전하면 막았습니다.
But the amazing fact is, every single age we've seen Satan employ the same strategy where he's blocked the gospel this way.
아니, 복음을 전하지 말라고 했는데 전하면 사형입니다.
And they're prohibited from preaching the gospel. Once they preach the gospel, they will be executed.
예, 완전히 우리하고 다른 상황이죠.
It was a completely different situation that we find from us today.
예, 이때 일어난 일입니다.
But it's something that happened at that time.
하나님이 바울이라는 사람을 꺾어서 세워서 세계 선교하는 데 방향을 트는 오늘 첫 번째 시간입니다.
God raised Paul and he completely changes and shifts direction to commission these missionaries and we see the first that today in the passage.
만약에 핍박이 없었더라면 어떻게 되겠습니까?
What would have happened if there were no persecution?
여러분 그걸 응답이라고 생각할 겁니다.
Perhaps you might think that that is the answer.
만약 핍박하고 조용히 좋다 어떻게 생각합니까?
But everything is calm and composed, there's no persecution, then what would have happened?
또 흑암을 막는 세계복음화는 또 놓치게 됐을 겁니다.
Then again, we would have forfeited and lost hold of that blessing to do world evangelization yet again.
지금 여러분이 가지고 있는 어려움이 있다면 그게 바로 길입니다.
If there are difficulties you're faced with right now, that itself is your path.
자, 예, 이 언약 붙잡고 기도했더니요, 하나님이 절대적인 기회를 준비했다고 우리에게 주신 겁니다.
And we just hold on to this and we pray and we see that God, He then opens up that absolute opportunity He has prepared for us.
오늘 여기 뭐라고 기록 나오냐면요. 금식하며 기도했다 이렇게 나왔죠.
What does it record in today's passage? It says that they fasted in prayer.
2절에 보니까 금식하며 기도했는데 성령이 내가 불러 시키는 일을 위하여 이렇게 나왔죠.
And it says in verse 2 that they came together and fasted in prayer and the Holy Spirit came to instruct them of which way to go.
또 4절에는 두 사람이 성령의 보내심을 받아 이렇게 나왔습니다.
And also in verse 4 it records and being sent out the two people were sent out by the Holy Spirit.
여러분이 다 금식하면서 기도해야 된다는 말은 아닙니다. 이게 무슨 말이죠?
This does not mean that all of you have to fast in prayer. What does this mean?
뭐 혹시 이 중에서 금식의 부분들 많이 있겠죠?
And I'm sure that a lot of you have experienced fasting.
여러분 한 3일 금식하면 어떤 일이 생깁니까?
What happens when you fast for about 3 days?
뭐 하루 금식 정도는 우리가 그 저 건강에도 좋고 누구나 할 수 있죠.
And for example, a one day fast, many people can do that. It's also very good for your health.
뭐 어떤 사람 뭐 그 여자분들은 기분 나빠서 하루 종일 밥 안 먹는 사람도 있는데 하루 금식은 간단한 거예요, 그냥.
And there are some people, some women, because they're so offended or they're in a bad mood, they'll just fast for the day.
3일 금식 쉬운 일 아니에요.
But a three-day fast is not that easy.
여러분, 3일 금식이 오히려 더 어렵다는 거예요. 저는 3일 금식을 옛날에 해봤는데 어려워요.
I tried a three-day fast in the past, and it's not easy at all.
어떤 사람 막 열흘 금식도 하고 막 40일 금식도 하고 이렇게 하잖아요.
There are some people who do a 10-day or perhaps even 40-day fast.
그런데 이 지금 금식을 해보면은 하나 나오는 게 있잖아요. 뭐가 나옵니까?
But if you do fast and you have experienced fasting, there is something that results from that. And what is it?
그냥 거의 내 마음 속에 하나만 딱 생각이 나.
You just think of one thing in your heart.
다른 생각이 다 없어서 하나만 딱 생각나.
All other thoughts subside and you're just left with one thought.
기도하는 거 하고 빨리 끝나고 밥 먹어야 되겠다고 생각합니다.
I want to quickly finish this fast and prayer and go and have a meal.
아이고, 빨리 끝나고 밥 먹어야지. 내가 열흘 3일 하기로 했으니 끝나고 밥 먹어야지. 이 생각이 제일 간절해요.
You have that ardent desire to go and eat something. Just have a meal after this three-day fast is over.
아, 기도원에 3일 금식하는데 하필이면 내 옆에서 누가 라면 끓여요. 야, 냄새 좋더라고요.
And so I was doing a three-day fast in the prayer facility, and I could smell somebody eating the instant noodles right in the next door, the room next to me.
그런데요, 내가 3일 동안에 하나님을 향했다는 거요.
But you see, through this three-day fast, it means that I'm facing and I'm just looking towards.
그거 했는데도 역사.
And even just with that alone, the works arise.
당장 응답 오는 게 아닙니다. 지나고 보니까요, 어떻게 멸망받을 수밖에 없는 나를 하나님이 이렇게 인도해 오셨는가를 은혜가 보이기 시작합니다.
It's not instantaneous answers that come. With the passage of time, I'm able to witness and see God's grace in my life. I had no choice but to face destruction, but here He has led me so perfectly this way.
아니 약간 기도했을 뿐인데 옳게 기도도 못했어요. 뭐 밥 굶고 시간 버리. 약간 기도했을 뿐인데 하나님은 내 운명을 뒤바꾸나.
I prayed just a little bit, and of course, I didn't even pray properly because I was so famished. And yet, with that alone, God completely changed and shifted directions in my life.
하나님은 이 축복을 여러분에게 주시기를 원하십니다.
God desires to give to you this blessing.
핍박을 몰고 오고 막 극한 상황이 오는 것처럼 보였는데 아닙니다. 세계를 향해서 눈을 떠라.
It may appear as though persecution was coming the way that they're completely overcome by their circumstances, but no, it was for them to open their eyes to see the world. It was a very
이스라엘의 과거를 다 깨뜨리고 성결을 향해서 눈을 떠라.
They broke all the old traditions of Israel and finally they opened their eyes to see missions.
많은 중에 어려움 중에 갇혀 있지 말고 더 큰 세계를 봐라.
Don't be confined by your hardships. You must open your eyes to see a bigger world.
이 금식하면서 한몫이 다 깨달아진 거예요.
So with that one fast, we see that everything was resolved.
여러분 어떤 경우도 낙심하지 말고 새로 시작하세요.
No matter what the case, do not be dismayed. You must begin anew.
어려운 분들 많을 겁니다. 새로 시작하세요.
Perhaps you find yourself in difficult circumstances. You must begin again.
여러분은 지금 사회로 세상으로 나가야 되는데 힘들고 큰 거 많이 있습니다. 새로 시작하세요.
You must enter into the society, into the world. There are lots of big things left ahead of you. A lot of difficulties as well. But you must begin anew.
예, 특히 어려움이 와서 전혀 안 된다고 생각할 때가 가장 중요한 시간표입니다.
And especially when you think that your hands are tied because you're faced with such hardship, that's the most important time schedule for you.
요셉이 노예로 갔습니다.
Joseph went as a slave.
어떻습니까?
How was the situation?
감옥에서 갔습니다.
He was imprisoned.
어떻습니까?
And then what about that then?
또 이스라엘 후손들이 다 죽게 됐습니다.
All the descendants of Israel were faced with the threat of death.
이때 나타난 인물이 요셉이요. 요게벳이요 모세였습니다.
We see it was at that time that individuals like Joseph, Joshabit, and Moses arose.
여기에 요게벳이라는 사람은 뭘 붙잡았습니까?
And among them, what did Joshabit hold on to?
하나님이 나에게 남겨주신 절대 언약의 기회를 딱 붙잡은 거예요.
She held fast.
이게 중요합니다.
That final opportunity that was left for her, that absolute opportunity that God had prepared for her, and that's important.
저 바깥에 나가서 이래야 되는 우리 청년들은 세상에 나가 보면은 간단치 않잖아요. 교회처럼 일이 안 돼 있지 않습니까? 세상에 나가 보면은.
And young adults, when you go out into the world, it's not such an easy thing to try to overcome. It's not like this church here.
뭐 사방에 눈치 봐야 되고 사방에 상황 봐야 되고 다 이렇잖아요.
You need to be very keen to what's happening all around you. You need to be aware of everything and be very vigilant.
자칫 잘못하면 속게 됩니다.
And with one misstep, you can be deceived.
하나만 생각하면 돼요.
But just think of one
그 사람들이
thing.
다 어려운 거예요.
All those people are facing hardship. They just don't show any outward sign of it.
다 거짓말하고 있습니다.
They're all lying.
힘듭니다.
But they're all faced with hardship.
아, 저 사람들이 왜 나를 힘들게 만들지? 아닙니다.
You think, oh, why are they making things so hard
for me? 다 힘들어요.
That's not the case. They are experiencing hardship.
이때 언약을 딱 붙잡아요.
It is at this time you must hold fast to the covenant.
애굽이 강한 나라가 아닙니다. 애굽이 언제 당할지 몰라.
Egypt may appear as though it's a formidable nation, but it is not. You don't know when it will be overcome.
그러니까 막 세계를 장악하고 이게 우리가 보기에는 금만 보면 막 전쟁 영웅이 나오고 아닙니다. 그렇게 안 하면 죽어요.
They were going out conquering and vanquishing other lands and territories and war heroes were coming out. We thought that that was so amazing. But no, if they don't do that, then they'll be overcome themselves.
여러분 1차 대전, 2차 대전 역사 안 봤습니까? 그래 안 하면 죽습니다. 막 생을 걸고 싸워야 돼.
You've seen the history of the First and Second World Wars. They had no choice. That was their last resort and means to go out and fight. Otherwise, they could be overcome.
거기서 요게벳은 절대적인 언약의 기회를 딱 붙잡았어요.
And it was there that Joshua held fast to the covenant, the absolute
허감
covenantal
다 무너집니다.
Opportunity.
역사 보세요.
So look at history.
블레셋 나라가 계속 공격해서 원래 블레셋 이 나라는 침략하는 나라 아주 역사적으로 그랬어요.
And we see Philistia, it was always very aggressive. We see all throughout history, they've been very hostile. They continue to invade Israel.
자, 기회를 잘 붙잡아야 됩니다.
But you must hold on to the opportunity well.
아니, 저 사람들은 왜 자꾸 우리를 괴롭히느냐?
Why do they continue to torment us?
나중에 골리앗까지 와서요, 이스라엘 나라 내 나라고 얘기하고 있어요.
And later on, we see even Goliath comes out, and now he's saying, hand over to me the rights to Israel.
다윗에게는 기회가 왔습니다.
It was an opportunity for David.
그렇죠. 다윗에게는 기회가 왔어요.
It was an opportunity.
여러분이 진짜 기도한다면 보일 겁니다.
If you truly pray, you will be able to see that.
블레셋은 강한 나라가 아닙니다.
Philistia was not a formidable
nation. 우상에 잡혀서 사람 죽이고 멸망을 길을 가는 나라예요.
It was trapped by idolatry. They're going out to destroy peoples and nations, and they were completely entrapped inside of that themselves.
그 사단에게 붙잡힌 대표자인 골리앗이 나타난 겁니다. 다윗이 당당하게 갔어요.
And Goliath, the representative figure who was seized by the powers of Satan, came out, but David stood before him very boldly.
이 눈을 떼야 되는 겁니다.
You must open your eyes to see this.
모든 사람이 골리앗 겁나서 안 갔다니까요.
All people were afraid of Goliath. Nobody could step forward.
정상인지도 모릅니다.
Perhaps that's most normal.
그는 잘못 본 겁니다.
But they saw it incorrectly.
사울 왕 벌벌 떨었어요.
King Saul was
정상일지도 모릅니다.
Shuddering in trepidation. Perhaps that's normal.
똑같습니다. 여러분 길 앞에 똑같습니다. 그런 길이 있습니다. 다.
It's the same for all of you. The same path, the same way is laid out in front of you.
다윗은 아니었습니다.
But for David, he understood.
당당히 나서 뭐라고 말했는지 압니까?
He went out boldly, and what did he say?
다윗이 나갈 때에 골리앗이 행기 있습니다. 뭘 했습니까?
There is something that Goliath did when David was headed his way.
골리앗이 뭐라고 했냐면 다윗을 보고 저주하기 전에 행기 있어요.
There's something that he did before he began to speak out these treacherous words to David.
블레셋에서 섬기는 그 악한 신, 그 신의 이름으로 다윗을 저주하다고 돼 있어요.
He began to curse and throw out these vile
이걸요.
curses against David in the name of the idol of Philistia.
다윗은 담대히 나와서 뭐라고 했습니까?
But David was so bold. He went out in front of him. What did he say?
나는 네가 모욕하는 여호와의 이름으로 왔다.
그랬어. I come before you.
그 말이 보통 말이 아닙니다.
Whom you are defying. These are not your average words.
여러분에게 진짜 기회가 있다는 걸 아셔야 돼요.
You must realize that there is a true
opportunity
left for you. It's a matter of your sight. How you can see that?
아, 뭐 내 남편이 문제요. 내 아내가 문제요. 뭐 내 자식이 문제요. 뭐 삼촌이 문제요. 이렇게 보니까 맞는데 다 놓치는 겁니다.
My husband's a problem. My wife's a problem.
맞아요. 틀린 게 아닙니다.
My relatives are all a problem. It's right. It's a fact. But you're seeing it incorrectly.
그러면 진 겁니다.
If you see it that way, then you've already been defeated.
여러분은 다른 비밀이 있다니까요. 그렇죠?
You have a separate mystery.
하나님의 자녀예요.
You're children of God.
그들을 살리내야 된다니까요.
Now you must go to save those people.
불쌍하게 몸부림치는 그 사람들 보고 기도하고 있지. 그걸 왜 겁을 냅니까?
And they are struggling and wrestling with their problems. We must be able to help them, not be afraid of them.
이게 중요합니다.
That's important.
지금 많은 나라 오늘 기도 나와요. 우리나라를 위해서 국회의원들 보면 불쌍해요. 그렇죠?
I look at our national assemblymen and
continue
to pray for them because I have great pity for them.
막 살려고 거짓말하고 살려고 몸부림치고 나중에 죽든지 말든지 막 이런 식이에요.
They lie, they deceive others.
불쌍해요.
They slander others just to try to survive and later greater problems will come.
영적 힘이 그렇게밖에 안 되는 거예요. 어쩔 수가 없어요.
That's how small and
trivial. 나중에 국가를 위해 그럴 여유가 없어.
Of spiritual strength they have. They don't have the capacity to be
미래를
able to
위하여 없다니까요.
Sacrifice themselves for their future or for our
nation. 지금 죽을 판인데 말이죠.
They think they're about to face death.
이런 식이다.
That's why they're only concerned with themselves.
그 모습을 다윗이 본 겁니다.
That's what David was able to see.
제가 전제 골리앗 싸우러 나가겠습니다.
That's why he says, I will go to fight against
Goliath. 벌벌 떨고 있는 형들 앞에 거기 틀린 거예요.
He says to that to his brothers.
맞는데 틀린 거예요.
Shuddering in fear, they're right, but it's wrong.
99% 사람의 말 듣지 마세요.
Don't listen to the words
of 99%
of people. It's right, but it's wrong.
사울 왕도 말했잖아요. 아니 네가 어린 아이가 싸울 수 있겠냐? 맞는 말이에요.
And King Saul says to him, "You're just but a small child. How can you go to fight against him?" These words are right.
틀린 말입니다.
But at the same time, it's also wrong.
여러분 이 눈을 떼야 돼요.
You must open your eyes to see this.
흔들리지 마세요.
Don't be shaken.
현장 나가면 어려운 것처럼 보입니다.
It's hard when you go out into the field, but it just appears to be hard. That's not the case at all.
아니 위기가 왔어. 위기 온 것처럼 보입니다.
Oh, it's a crisis. It appears as though it's a crisis.
똑같은 얘기예요.
It's all the same.
아합 왕이라는 사람이 정치하는데 자기 나름대로는 생각을 잘한 거야. 왜냐? 전 세계와 하나 돼야 된다.
And King Ahab, as he was carrying out his politics, I'm sure he thought of this very well because he said the entire world has to come together as one.
뭐 쉽게 막 세상 말로 막 그릇이 큰 거야, 아합 왕이.
In some people, perhaps you can say in a worldly sense, he had a very large vessel.
그래서 그러려면 어떻게 되느냐? 교류를 해야 돼.
And to really make the world come together as one, what must we do? We must have exchanges.
그래서 결혼도 다른 데 데려와서 한 겁니다. 그게 이세벨이에요.
And that's why he brought from another nation a woman to marry, and that was Queen Jezebel.
이게 오면서 어마어마한 우상을 몰고 신당을 지고 난리가 나버린 겁니다.
And as she came to be his wife, she brought together all the idols. She carried it back with her and built up these massive pagan shrines.
이걸 알고 있는 사람이 오바다요, 엘리사입니다.
And the ones who had the eyes to see this were Obadiah and Elijah.
오바다 왕을 두려워하지 않았습니다. 불쌍히 여겼습니다.
Obadiah was not fearful 그렇죠. of the king. He took pity on him.
또 엘리사 보세요. 이게
also,
중요합니다.
Elijah as well.
여러분 저로의 남은 기회를 놓치지 마라.
Do not lose hold of that fine opportunity.
어려움이 다가오니까 우리 흔들리잖아요. 절호의 남은 기회를 놓치지 마라.
It's that remaining opportunity. Do not lose hold of it, even though you sway and falter
because
you're afraid.
본문은 엄청난 기회예요.
This in this passage today, we see that this is an amazing opportunity that's left.
자, 본론으로 한번 들어갑시다.
Let's go into the main message.
이 눈을 뜨면 어떤 응답이 와지는가 아셔야 돼요.
If you open your eyes to see this, then you must be aware of what answers will follow.
전에 얘기했잖아요. 하버드 대학을 딱 갔더니 그 큰 도서관이 있잖아요.
As I said before, I visited Harvard University's campus and there was a large library there.
그 설명하더라고요.
And they explained to us.
이 도서관은 누가 기증을 해서 지은 거다.
That somebody gave a contribution and a donation and that's why we were able to make this library here.
하버드 대학을 다니고 있던 학생이 물에 빠져서 사망을 했어요.
There was a student who was a Harvard University student and he happened to drown and died.
그 부모가 지은 거예요.
And so his parents
우리 아들이
여기서
공부하러 갔다 죽었는데 수용을 못 해 죽은 거예요.
And they gave this donation to make this library saying that we sent our son to study at Harvard but because he couldn't swim he drowned.
그래 이분들이 생각한 게 뭐냐? 도서관을 지었어.
And that's why what they came up with was let's build a library.
우리 아들은 공부를 못 했지만은 다른 사람들 살아고
So that even though our son didn't live long enough to study, other students can come to study here.
그러면서 부탁을 하나 했다고 합니까?
And then they actually asked this request.
이 도서관에는 모든 학생들이 와서 공부를 해라.
We wish for all the students to come and study here at this library.
단 조건 하나 있대.
But they're under one condition.
수영 못하는 사람은 들어오지 마라.
Those who can't swim shouldn't be allowed to enter the grounds.
자기 아들이 수영 못해 죽었으니까. 너희들 다 수영 배우라 이 말이에요.
In other words, they were saying that all students should be able to swim because their son drowned.
저는 그 설명을 가만 들으면서요, 이 사람들이 누군지 모르겠지만은 후대를 위해서 자기 전재산을 내서 그 도서관을 지은 거예요.
And as I heard this, I thought to myself, I don't know who they are, but they were able to, they gave over their entire life possession, all the money that they had, so that they could build this library, so that the next generation can study.
여러분이 하는 일은 단순하게 우리가 밥 먹고 가는 게 아니고요. 많은 후대들이 보고 따라올 수 있는 길을요.
But that's the nature of the work you are doing as well. It's not just for us to simply make a living for ourselves. We're now paving the way for many posterity to take that path.
제가 이제 늘 기도하고 있습니다.
I constantly pray for this.
237 나라 다민족이 와서 우리 교회에서 그 후대들이 24 할 수 있는 교회.
A church where the multi-ethnic peoples of the 237 nations can come to have 24 hours here in the grounds of our church.
정말 뭐 교세나 부흥이나 이런 거 노리는 장사꾼 되지 말고 이 사람들이 와서 치유받는 교회.
And we can't resort to trying to make this into a sort of business-like deal where
그 기도하고 있습니다.
We're trying to make a profit out of these people, but no, a place where people can come to really pray and enjoy that mystery here.
여러분 아시지 않습니까? 영적 문제 크게 옵니다. 우리 후대들이 이길 수 있는 서밋으로 만드는 교회.
Spiritual problems will continue to plow in. We must make this into a church where we can raise up our posterity as a summit who can overcome that.
오늘 이 본문에는 크게 세 가지를 받을 응답이 나옵니다.
In today's passage, we see recorded three large answers you will come to receive.
첫째입니다.
First,
하나님이 준비해 놓으신 모든 것을 허락해 주었습니다.
We see that God poured down everything he had
prepared
for
them.
If you hold on to this covenant, that's what will
happen. 성령이 직접 역사하셨다.
And the Holy Spirit worked directly.
예, 하나님의 성령이 여러분의 역사하시면 누가 막을 수 있겠어요?
If the Spirit of God works upon you, who can block that?
본인 우리도 모릅니다. 하나님의 성령의 역사가 여러분의 학업, 사업, 직업에 역사하시면 누가 막을 수 있겠냐?
Even we don't know the full extent of this. If God's Spirit works upon our lives, upon our studies and work in business, who can block it?
오늘 보세요, 바나바 누군지 아시겠죠?
In today's passage, we see Barnabas. You know him well.
여기에 니게르라 하는 시몬.
And Simeon, who was called Niger.
이 흑인 지역 사람입니다. 어떻게 그게 모여졌겠어요?
And he was a person from the of African descent. How was it that he was able to be included in this group?
여기 이름 나오세요. 구레네 사람 루기오 이렇게
And
나오세요.
Lucius of Cyrene.
구레네는 북아프리카인데 어떤 학자는 이 사람이 예수님 십자가 지고 골고다 갈 때 대신 짓던 그 사람이다 이렇게 말하는 사람도 있고요.
And Cyrene is in northern Africa. There are some scholars who say that he was a very man who carried the cross for Jesus on the path that he was taking.
어떤 학자는 이 사람 루기오 이 말 루가다 그렇게 말하는 사람도 있고요.
And there are also some scholars who say Lucius. It's Luke.
상관없습니다.
It doesn't matter who he is.
어떻게 이 사람들이 여기 모여져 있겠어요?
How could it be that these individuals were able to gather here on this in this place?
더 놀라운 것은 헤롯의 젖동생 마나인.
And also, very we see it's an amazing fact, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch.
여러분 이 기적들을 한번 보세요.
So just look at this miracle.
헤롯의 젖동생이라면 헤롯의 친 젖 먹고 자란 친동생이다 그 말이요.
And we see that Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod, they grew up together.
모든 권력 이거 다 포기하고 이 제자로 나서는 거요.
He left all his authority, forfeited all his power, and he took this path of a disciple.
더 놀라운 것은 바울.
What's even more amazing?
하나님 이렇게 준비한 거예요.
That's how God prepared it.
여러분이 하나님이 준비하신 절대적인 언약의 기회를 붙잡고 있으면 하나님 이렇게 역사하시는 겁니다.
And this is how God will work upon you when you hold fast to the absolute covenantal opportunity He has prepared for you.
여러분이 하시는 일이 자그마한 일이 보이지만 두 번째는 뭡니까? 역사상 최고의 기회가 되는 거예요.
And perhaps the work we're doing now may seem so small and trivial, but we see in today's passage, it was the greatest opportunity we see throughout history.
처음입니다.
It was a very first instance.
노예로 포로로 막 가서 복음 전했지 처음으로 지금 세계 선교를 지금 나가는 겁니다.
The gospel was preached because they were sent involuntarily as slaves or as captives for the very first time. They were commissioned out as missionaries.
이제 처음으로 하나님의 말씀이 성취되는 시간.
In other words, the very first time we see God's word being fulfilled this way.
여러분 이 축복 속에 있으시길 바랍니다.
May you remain within that blessing.
처음으로 하나님이 말씀이 성취되는 곳에 여러분이.
May you be in that very place where God's word is fulfilled for the very first time.
다른 거는 전부 이론이요 사람 소리입니다. 하나님의 말씀을 따고 있어요.
Everything else is just doctrine or just the words of people. Listen to the word of God.
그래서 빨리 뭐 임직식 얘기도 나오대요. 빨리 여기 있는 장로님들과 지금 앞으로 설 일꾼들이 237 나라와 이 지역에 대한 확실한 걸 붙잡아야 돼요.
And so we're making preparations also for an upcoming appointment ceremony. But all of our elders, all of our appointed church workers, you must have that vision regarding the 237 and this region here.
오늘 그 자료 팀에게 부탁하려고 합니다만은 여러분들이 지금 우리 교회에서 뭔 작업을 해야 되냐면은 내가 영원히 자손 대대로 기도할 나라 하나 붙잡아야 돼요.
I will make this request to our resources 붙잡으세요. Team as well. But each and every one of you
우리
must
진짜 그걸 안 하잖아요. 다 필요 없어요.
Place in your heart a specific country that you can pray for, that all of your coming generations can pray for together as well. We don't do this.
거기에 인재가 우리에게 와서 여러분이 훈련받도록 만들어라니까요.
And you must make it so that the gifted individuals from those countries can come and receive training here at our church.
이거는 기도만 하면 되는 거예요.
All we need to do is just
부활
pray for
메시지가
this.
성취되는 순간인데. 역사상 최고의 기회입니다. 이게.
This passage was a moment where the resurrection message was being fulfilled, and it was the greatest opportunity throughout history.
세 번째는 뭡니까?
And third point.
여러분 이 언약을 잡은데 세 번째 뭐가 나옵니까?
If you hold on to this covenant, what will result? The third point.
여러분의 인생이 흑암에 빠진 자 운명을 뒤바꾸는 그런 기회란 말이에요.
It's an opportunity in your life where you can completely transform the fate and destiny of those who are completely living their lives within darkness.
로마는 사람 죽이는 길만 지금 계속 선택을 하고 있어요.
And
그렇죠?
Rome only chose a path to continue to go out to kill people.
그것 막는 길에 들어서고요.
And they stood in the path to block that.
유대 나라들 이 정통 교회는 복음 계속 막는 길에 들어섰어요.
And Judah as well as this Orthodox church, they were standing along the path where they continued to block the gospel.
그 운명을 뒤바꾸는 오늘 시간표예요.
But we see today's time schedule, the time schedule to completely overturn that fate.
많은 이 유대인들이 많은 종들 사단이 심부름했잖아요. 그런데 완전히 선교사로 바뀌는 바울이요.
Many Jewish people were just running the errands of Satan, though it was unbeknownst to them. But we see in today's passage where Saul is transformed; he is changed into a missionary instead.
제가 기도하면서 볼 때는 하나하나 이 본문이요 보통 본문이 아닙니다. 그걸 놓치면 안 돼요. 앞에 것도 중요하지만 이건 지금 뭔 거라니까 이제 완전히 틀을 바꾸는 성경문이 열린 거예요.
And we see that as we continue to read through each of these passages, that in prayer, I'm seeing this tremendous message in each and every one of these things. Of course, the other chapters are very important as well, but this we see is a complete and fundamental change in the way they thought of things.
오늘 이 언약을 딱 붙잡으시기 바랍니다.
You must hold on to this covenant today.
정리하자면 최고의 핍박 어려운 때에 하나님은 절대적인 기회를 만드시는 축복을 언제든지 주셨다.
In short, we see that at every single time, every single moment, God has prepared the absolute opportunity in the time of greatest persecution and the time of greatest difficulty.
그때서야 언약이 성취되고요. 하나님의 최고의 계획이 이루어지고 그때서야 인생의 미래를 뒤바꾸는 역사에 난다 그 말이요.
And it is at that time that God's covenant is fulfilled, His plan is also achieved, and life and fate and all those things are completely overturned.
환경 때문에 속지 마시고 우리 청년들은 언약 제대로 딱 붙잡으세요.
Do not be deceived by your circumstances, especially our young adults. You must hold on to the covenant properly.
아, 목사님 현장 가고 이러고 저러고 맞는데 아닙니다.
And you say, Pastor, but when you go to the
정말 잘못 본 겁니다.
Things are so hard. You're right, but you've seen it incorrectly.
우리 남편 좀 이상한데요. 맞는데 잘못 본 겁니다.
You say, my husband is so strange. You're right, but you've seen it incorrectly.
남편이 영적 문제 봐 이제 오래되었습니다. 잘 정확하게 보셔야 돼요.
And your husband may have been suffering from spiritual problems for a very long time. You must see
this accurately. 어떤 걸 합니다. 내 아내가 이상해요. 저 교회 다니더니 이상하고 말이요. 아닙니다. 잘못 본 겁니다.
You see, my wife is so strange. She's become even stranger after going to church. No, you've seen it incorrectly.
지금 도와줘야 돼요.
You must help her now.
그렇죠. 잘못 본 거. 우리 자꾸 잘못 보고 있는 겁니다.
We keep seeing things incorrectly.
뭐 말이죠. 뭐 저 사람 뭐 우리가 뭐 문제가 많고 이런 사람 많아요. 맞는데 잘못 본 겁니다.
And there are some people who say we have so many problems. They're right, but they've seen it wrong.
절호의 기회가 거기에 있는 겁니다.
Because we see that the prime opportunity lies there.
그 중에서 제가 최고의 응답이 언제냐 이때라고 보는 겁니다.
And I do believe that the time of greatest answers is this very moment.
노예로 가도 못 깨닫던 이 문을 오늘 지금 바울 팀이 열은 거예요.
Because we see that it was a door where the people at the
그렇죠.
time, even though they were taken as slaves, could not realize, and yet these individuals opened that door themselves.
하나님의 말씀이 한 번도 성취된 적이 없는데 오늘 성취되는 그 현장이고요.
And that word of
처음이에요.
God had never been fulfilled before, and yet we see in today's passage that word is fulfilled to the commissioning of these missionaries.
오늘 말씀 예사로 생각하잖아요.
We think so lightly.
아브라함 보고 처음 약속된 네 씨로 말미암아 열방이 복을 받게 될 것이다.
This was the very first promise he gave to Abraham. He said, through your
예사로
offspring, the entire nation, the entire world will be blessed.
오늘 언약만 붙잡으시면 하나님이 일을 하십니다.
If you just hold on to the
covenant
today, God will fulfill it.
불쌍한 불신자와 같이 비교하지 말고 여러분은 그들을 살려야 돼요.
Don't compare yourself or your plight with the unbelievers. You have been tasked to save them.
우리 중직자분들의 산업은 그냥 산업 아닙니다. 세계 선교해야 될 산업이에요.
Church officers, church business 그렇죠. is not just a simple business. It is a business to do world missions.
확실합니다. 바꿔야 돼요.
It's a sure fact.
그 언약을 오늘 잡는 겁니다.
And you must hold on to that.
오늘 이 시간은 굉장한 시간이에요.
Do we see today's passage is a very important time?
그래서 오늘이 25시입니다.
And that's why
오늘의 25시를 붙잡아야 돼요.
Today is 25 hours.
기회를 놓치시면 안 돼요.
You must not lose hold of that opportunity.
저는 기도하는 사람들을 봤거든요.
I've seen people of prayer.
또 가끔 교회에서 언약 잡고 있는 사람들을 봤어요.
And occasionally I've seen people really holding on to the covenant in the church.
왜 우리가 그런 사람 보이잖아요. 정말로 대부분 아닌데 언약 잡고 있는 사람이 보이더라고요.
You can see them. Most people don't hold on to the covenant, but you can occasionally see people who are really holding on to the covenant.
그 한 명이 많은 사람을 살려요.
And that one person saves multitudes of people.
멸망받을 수밖에 없는 저를요. 살리냈다는 하나님 말씀 깨닫게 해요.
I had no choice but to be destroyed, but I was revived through them. They allowed me to realize God's word.
그래서 그때부터 부교역자로 가는데 이게 얼마나 좋은 기회입니까?
And even when I went as a pastor, an assistant pastor, it was a great opportunity for me.
근데 대부분 그렇게 생각하지 않더라고. 윤수일학을 맡았는데 아니 내가 같이 아무 그 배경도 없는 제가 아니, 주일학교 전도사가 되는데 얼마나 좋은 기회입니까? 아이들 살릴 기회란 말이에요. 그렇죠?
But most people don't see it that way. I went as the pastor in charge of the children's ministry. I had no background to speak of, and yet they actually sent me to minister to the children. What a great opportunity.
아니 뭐 다른 사람 다 형편이 좋아서 그런지 모르겠죠. 저는 형편이 그렇지 못했어요. 아니 날 보고 말이요. 중고등학생 대학생을 맡기는데 그런 자격이 됩니까 제가?
And perhaps other people are complaining because they have a background that they can rely on. For me, I had nothing to lean back on. And that's why for me, when they sent me out to the youth group and to the college ministry, I thought to myself, how do I have the right to be able to stand before these students?
얼마나 축복된 기회입니까?
What a blessed opportunity was
그렇죠?
that for me.
그 언약만 붙잡아도 역사를 나요. 축복된 기회예요, 이거는.
Just holding on to that covenant itself brought answers. What a blessed opportunity was all I thought to myself.
그래가지고 말이죠. 아무 이... 힘도 없고 준비 안 된 영도에 그 갔다 말이요.
And then I went to Yeongdo, completely powerless, nothing prepared.
조그마한 방에 내가 책읽도 없는데 방으로 창문 옆에 앉아 내 기도했어요.
And I was sitting in a very small room and I looked out the window and I began to pray.
하나님 이 지역을 전부 말씀 듣도록 만들겠습니다.
God, I will make it so that this entire region can come to hear your word.
저에게 이 기회를 주어서 감사합니다.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
기회잖아요.
It was an opportunity, was it not?
그래서 어떻게 하면 이 영도 사람들이 말씀 들을 수 있을까?
So I just constantly prayed, how
can
people
in
Yeongdo come to hear the word?
그렇게 하니까 여러 가지 나와요.
And from that, so many things resulted.
얼마나 감사한 일입니다.
How thankful should I have been for that?
그러고 난 뒤 오래전에 서울 오니까 그 서초동에서요 여러분들 몇 명 모여가지고 예배 드리기 시작했잖아요.
And then when I came up to Seoul, we met together, just a few of us together in the Seocho region here in Seoul.
제보고 이 교회를 지결하자더라고요.
And we wanted to have a regional church there.
그러나 아이고, 다른 사람들이 피해갈 건데 이런 생각을 많이 하면서 거절했죠.
And when I received that request initially, I refused because I thought it might be cumbersome for the people around us in this region.
근데 그때 이제 그 중의자 몇 명이 제 마음을 딱 이렇게 잡는 말씀을 하셨어요.
But there was something that our church officers at that time said to me that really took hold in my heart.
우리는 괜찮습니다. 목사님이 그래 안 하셔도 우리는 괜찮은데 아이들 지금 우리 복음 알도록 훈련시켜야 되지 않겠습니까?
And they said, well, for us it's all right. Even if you refuse our request, it's fine. But our children, what about them? They need to hear the gospel.
그때 제가 예, 마음을 딱 붙잡고 기도 시작한 거예요.
And when they said that was when I said, okay, let me pray about this.
그런데 하나님에서 온 정말 다민족 병들고 이 치유 서민 운동을 여기서 해야 돼요.
But absolutely, we need to carry out the multi-ethnic ministry, especially with the people who are sick. We need to do the summit and healing movements here.
이 기도만 하세요. 여러분 생에 절호의 기회를 놓치지 않는 언약을 딱 지금 붙잡으셔야 됩니다.
Just pray this prayer. You must hold on to the covenant by which you can seize hold of the prime opportunity in your lifetime.
말을 맺겠습니다.
I'll conclude my words.
어떻게 붙잡아야 정확하냐?
How can we accurately hold on to this?
현실을 잘못 봐버리면 너는 축복 아닌 거로 보게 돼요.
If you see, if you
그렇죠.
perceive your reality incorrectly, you keep thinking that the things that are not blessings are blessings.
그게 제일 중요합니다.
Or blessings.
핍박이 들어다니게 죽게 된 겁니다. 요게 기회입니다.
We see that they were facing
그렇죠.
the threat of death.
요게 기회예요.
Completely surrounded persecution, but that was the opportunity.
그것 때문에요. 안디옥 교회 생기고 세계 문을 열은 겁니다.
Because of that, the Antioch church was founded and the door to the world was opened to them.
그래서 그 누구도 얻지 못했던 응답과 언약을 여러분이 다 붙잡는 겁니다.
And that's why you must hold on to the
answers
and the covenant that no one has been able to hold on to until now. That's all.
모든 것은 하나님이 책임지실 겁니다.
And everything God will be responsible for.
새 은혜가 넘쳐나기를 예수 그리스도 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord.
기도하겠습니다. 하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
우리의 눈을 여사 하나님의 것을 보게 해 주옵소서. 세상 사람과 비슷한 응답이 아닌 하나님의 것으로 그들을 살리게 해 주옵소서. 사람의 눈으로 보는 비슷한 것 아닌 하나님의 눈으로 보는 그 축복 속에 있게 해 주옵소서.
May we not see the things that are similar to how people of the world perceive it, but instead receive the blessings of God to save people.
지금 이 시간부터 응답이 새로워지게 해 주옵소서.
Starting from this very moment, may answers be renewed.
새 은혜를 더하여 주옵소서.
May you add to us new grace.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
아멘.
Amen.